Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
So from what you're saying, she ran over a mother at school.
Bernadette!
Incoming. What do we do?
Punch her!
Then she created an environment which destroyed a neighbor's home.
Where'd You Go, Bernadette is a film that depends more than usual on the charm of its central character, a madcap housewife and mother who spends much of her time antagonising her neighbours in suburban Seattle.
Can I help you?
Oh, hi, Bernadette. I didn't know you were home.
Apparently.
I hope you don't mind. I called the blackberry abatement specialist.
The blackberry vines are coming under the wall.
It's in my raised vegetable beds, my worm bins.
It's Tom.
Bernadette Fox.
No card.
As played by Cate Blanchett, she's allowed plenty of latitude by her husband and daughter because she's funny, she's quirky and, well, she's Cate Blanchett. Speaking for myself, though, none of these attributes are quite enough to do the job.
Morning, Lucy.
Hey, Mum.
Bernadette Fox was simply the most exciting thing in the world of architecture 20 years ago. Well, no one
told me. The source of Bernadette's disgruntlement is that she used to be something more, a brilliant architect, in fact, but she let it go to be a wife and mother. Hubby, incidentally, may be a highly successful Microsoft executive, but he isn't paying her quite enough attention.
Do you guys remember when you told me if I got perfect grades all the way through middle school, I could have anything I wanted?
I think it was to ward off any further talk of a pony.
Compensating for Dad spending so much time in the office is daughter B, played by an attractive newcomer called Emma Nelson. She loves Mum for all her faults and thinks Bernadette's only problem is that she's just too damn awesome.
Want to know what it is?
I don't know. Do we?
A family trip to Antarctica!
Ponies are cute and maybe not as much trouble as we thought.
In fact, B does much of the heavy emotional lifting in Where'd You Go, Bernadette? She can obviously see things in her mother that elude the rest of us. Cate Blanchett is undoubtedly a brilliant actor, but that's not quite the same thing as being instantly likeable in the way that, say, Olivia Colman or Julia Roberts are.
I think what happened to my mom is that she got so focused on her family, she forgot about herself.
Honey, are you getting enough sleep?
Sleep? What's up?
Yeah. And without that casting shortcut, all I could see was the bad behaviour. I certainly saw no evidence of Bernadette spending too much time thinking of her family, or indeed of anyone but herself. It's hard not to think of words like white, rich, privileged and demanding.
I have concocted a plan.
Bernadette! She's not there!
She disappeared. Bernadette jumped out a window.
As the title suggests, Bernadette suddenly takes off, typically without telling her husband or daughter, and goes in search of herself. Her family proved themselves rather more admirable than I would have been by immediately taking off in search of her.
Are you going to work?
Yeah.
Mom's missing and you're going to work?
Well, what do you want me to do, B?
I don't know, maybe look for her?
Where'd You Go, Bernadette was originally a best-selling book, and it's directed by Richard Linklater, the talented auteur of films like the Before Sunrise trilogy and Boyhood. But the usual charm of his films is relegated to the outskirts of this one.
She didn't just vanish. I'm gonna get my gear.
Bernadette!
Bernadette.
Bernadette.
Billy Crudup and Emma Nelson as Bernadette's family, Kristen Wiig as the neurotic neighbour, and cameos from the likes of Lawrence Fishburne and Judy Greer are effortlessly sympathetic as they struggle to discover why Bernadette went.
There's one answer to all of your problems. Get your ass back to work. I know, I will.
A huge project has come up. It will require me to go to Antarctica.
But in the middle is Cate Blanchett playing our heroine as someone who's already pretty amazing and simply needs everyone to get out of her way. This is a well-established figure in today's popular culture. Oprah, Ellen and various Kardashians leap to mind. But it's a hard character to sell to people who don't already love her.
It's twice the challenge anyone ever imagines, with long stretches without sleep and exercise.
Sounds like I've been in training for this for the last 20 years.
The fact that Bernadette starts out wealthy, brilliantly talented, with a devoted family doesn't instantly encourage us to wish even more good things on her. And as played by Cate Blanchett, the sense of entitlement tends to increase.
People like you must create.
If you don't, you become a menace to society. How would I know?
Why should I care? Something unexpected has come up.
Just thinking about it's got my heart racing. Please don't bother.
Would I have liked Bernadette better if she'd been played by Olivia Colman, say, or indeed by Kristen Wiig or Judy Greer? Hard to say. All I know is, this time, I neither cared where she went nor had any great desire to bring her back.
I have this one shot to launch my second act. So step aside, because I am about to kick the hell out of life.
World domination ain't pretty. Whoa!
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.